Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Mark Belusis. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Ah, yes. So we begin. 9:02 on this Sunday morning. It's a Belusis Sunday right here. Beautiful Sunday morning that it is right here. The Fan in New York. Got Rami across the way, other side at the controls, rolling right up until Yankees baseball at 12:50, and then Nets basketball at 1 o'clock. I'll explain a little bit later on in the program, but we got you for the next 4 hours, basically, right here on WFAN as we split the signal a little bit later on in the broadcast, but that's much later on. Plenty of your calls at 877-337-6666. Hit me up on X at Mark Melusis. That's Mark with a C, and it's a beautiful day. It really is, for a myriad of different reasons. First and foremost, it has been, it's been a long time since you've been a fan, if you are, of both teams that basically Habitat Madison Square Garden, to be this excited about both of the teams. It's been a while. It really has been. I was growing up in, Patrick's Knicks and obviously Messier's Rangers, but before that and before Smith acquired Messier from the Edmonton Oilers, and, it was Brian Leach and Richter, and those guys obviously were a major part of that 94 Stanley Cup winning team that finally took down Mount Vancouver, the famous call by Howie Rose in 94 and winning a Stanley Cup and breaking the, 54-year jinx. And finally that night, then Messier got the cup, and the Knicks being oh so close so many times, living in the era of Michael Jordan, the Chicago Bulls, and losing out in the NBA Finals to Akeem and the Houston Rockets in 94. But you wake up on this Sunday morning, and really for quite some time, really for the better part of the last 3 weeks, and you got to be smiling year to year and grateful, thankful. I mean, happy, ecstatic, whatever emotion you might be emoting at that given time about what the Knicks and Rangers are right now. Let's start with the Knicks. First and foremost, it is so refreshing that the Knicks enter play today, taking on the Chicago Bulls, final home game in Madison Square Garden, and the Knicks have their own superstar. Not one that was already a superstar before he came here in free agency or via trade, and we saw that with Carmelo Anthony. We saw that with Amari Stoudemire. We saw that with Stephon Marbury. We have, saw that when the pursuit of Donovan Mitchell, even though he ended up with the Cleveland Cavaliers, because nobody and their mother expected. And listen, I was happy. I was ecstatic that Jalen Brunson was coming here to the Knicks when he signed over from the Dallas Mavericks. I really was. And ecstatic that the Knicks were finally going to have a professional guard, leadership, all of those traits, all those characteristics. But no one could have ever envisioned that Brunson was going to take his game to the level that he's taken it to. I mean, think of what Brunson's done since the All-Star break. He's, only behind Luka in the NBA, he's averaging the most points per game in the league. I think the last 16 games, he's averaging like 34, 35 points per game. He's been utterly ridiculous. Seeing him drop in 60, I mean, it's been remarkable, and he's a Knick, and he's been able to establish himself and be able to raise his level under the bright lights, big city, and the expectations of Madison Square Garden. Maybe it's benefited him that there weren't those expectations, right? Maybe it benefited him that, you know, he came here and there were those that criticized the Knicks signing. Maybe it benefited him that, you know, he didn't come here with all the fanfare. And even though Knicks fans were ecstatic that he was here, I'm not saying that they weren't, because finally you're going to see quality point guard play, but you never envisioned that Brunson was going to be able to do what he is doing. You know, I talked about last week that things have changed with the Knicks after the Julius Randle injury in terms of expectations, and this team continues to go out there and perform without him. Now, we all understand you are defined in this city more often than not than any other city in this great country, that you are defined in this city by what you do when it counts the most, and that comes the playoffs. The last thing you want to be is a great regular season player. That's something that is, unfortunately, Julius Randle, you know, knows all too well, as he underwent season-ending, you know, shoulder surgery over the weekend in Los Angeles. And we saw the post on social media, but Julius Randle's been a, you know, a three-time All-Star here with the Knicks, but still, you know, when it's counted the most, whether it be him being banged up, injured, unavailable, or whether it be a downturn of performance as we saw against the Atlanta Hawks, he has not played particularly well. And that's been the criticism of Julius. But Brunson's been able to accomplish all of this, you know, for the better part and for the most part without, you know, Julius Randle. And for the most part, he's been able to do it without OG Anunoby, who's been back, I understand that, but since middle part of last month, he's played 8 or 9 games. That is it. And Brunson continues to rise, continues to play exquisite basketball, winning basketball. You know, the trio from Villanova of Hart, DiVincenzo, and obviously Jalen Brunson, you know, the remarkable chemistry that they do have, the culture that was set down by Jay Wright as being a Villanova Wildcat and understanding what it needs to be and how you need to play winning basketball, buying into the system and the culture of Tom Thibodeau, what it means to be a New York Knick, but Brunson raising his level. And as Kenny Smith talked about the other night on, you know, on TNT, you know, he is the best player right now in the Eastern Conference. I don't think there's any shadow of a doubt. His MVP chance are raining down at Madison Square Garden. He's not going to be the MVP of the league. Obviously, that we know that's going to go to Jokic from Denver, and deservedly so. And it's not a knock inherently on the performance of Jalen Brunson. He has been remarkable. He's just not going to be the MVP of the league. Doesn't mean that his performance is not jaw-dropping nonetheless. It is. And it never happens to this organization. Listen, I'm 47 years old. Lifelong Knicks fan. Remember watching the Knicks on Channel 9 growing up. Remember Mark Jackson, Rod Strickland. I mean, go back into, you know, the days of Kenny Skywalker, Louis Orr. I mean, the days of, you know, the days of Rory Sparrow. Like, but to watch this team do what they're doing this year has been unbelievably joyful. It's been a remarkable experience. And the Knicks today, at worst, are going to be a 4 in a seed in the Eastern Conference. They will be playing at home in the first round of the NBA playoffs. At best, they could be a 2 or a 3. With a win, at best, they're going to, at worst, they're going to be a 3. They could potentially be a 2 seed. And you know what that means? That means you avoid the Boston Celtics until you get to the Eastern Conference Finals. And that's important. And maybe I was wrong. I'm not telling you, you know, I think that this team can get through Boston, or that it's going to look as easy as it has looked. And there's an impeccable amount, there's a remarkable amount of pressure that's on Brunson to perform night in and night out, especially without having the wiggle room of no wiggle room without Julius Randle and his offensive performance being a part of this team. But you've seen other guys step up.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's refreshing to see a guy establish himself as a superstar here in New York with the Knicks that didn't come in with the expectations, and yet here he is blossoming right before your very eyes. Because that is often not the case. More often than not, you see guys fizzle out. Downturn of performance. Distractions. One trick pony. Not saying that Carmelo didn't have his turn or didn't have his run. He did. Or Amari wasn't good early on before his knees started and health started to falter. It did. He was. But those guys were already established. Melo came here as a superstar after establishing himself in Denver. Amari Stoudemire was a superstar with the Phoenix Suns. Jalen Brunson was the running mate of Luka down in Dallas. And he has come here to New York and has taken over the franchise. That is difficult to do in this city. As we saw one superstar after another run from this organization, not wanting to be the quote-unquote Messiah. Not wanting to be the savior, didn't want the pressure, didn't want the expectations, didn't want all the headaches that came along with it. Brunson came here, gravitated toward it, and has performed. Love it. There's nothing not to like. Easy guy to root for. You know, as Larry David was talking about it with Rich Eisen earlier this week, and it was a great quote, you know, not the most athletic-looking guy, he's not. You know, but he's not this physically imposing individual. He's not LeBron. He's not Michael. And I'm not telling you he's on that level of a player. But sometimes superstars, especially when you're looking at the NBA, and really all sports, they can come in different shapes and different sizes. They certainly can. And Jalen Brunson, as Doc Rivers talked about after the Knicks went into Milwaukee and beat the Bucks, you know, one-on-one, he's unguardable. Remarkable physical condition. He is a bad man. And he is a New York Knick. And he is the unquestioned leader of this team as they go on to Madison Square Garden this afternoon in a 1 o'clock tip against the Chicago Bulls with everything in front of them. Like I mentioned, they win. The worst they could be is a 3 in the Eastern Conference. They lose. The worst they could be is a 4. You want to be in that 2-3. Take care of business. You're a 2 or a 3, depending on what happens with Milwaukee and what transpires with the Bucks. And you avoid the Celtics until you get to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, the Knicks have been refreshing. They've been great. Brunson's an absolute superstar. There's no question about it. And then you get to the Rangers. And, I mean, it was just yesterday afternoon at 12:30. And I understand it depends on what you got going on in life. Like, you got kids. You got to, you know, we have a new puppy, as I talked about last week at home. Sometimes you can't just sit in front of the TV for the better part of 2.5 hours and watch a hockey game. But Rangers Islanders yesterday afternoon was an absolute joy to watch. And this Ranger team showed you And not take anything away from the Islanders. It's not a knock. And give Patrick Waugh a ton of credit for how this team has finished off the season playing some of the best hockey. And if it was not for the brilliance of Igor Shesterkin with some jaw-dropping saves yesterday afternoon, you know, the Islanders easily could have won that game in regulation. There's no doubt. But the Rangers were put together this year. The coaching change was made after the disappointment last year against the New Jersey Devils to be in the situation they are in right now. As you heard the quote in the cut from Pierno at the top of the hour with Peter Laviolette, you know, you play the regular season to get to the postseason, and that is what it's all about, and he's not wrong. Laviolette, who's had postseason success, he's taken a number of teams to the Stanley Cup Finals. He's won a Stanley Cup, as he did in Carolina with the Hurricanes. He was brought here to help this team get over the top. And this is a Ranger team that I understand the fear of winning the President's Trophy. And that doesn't exactly equate to success. It really doesn't come the Stanley Cup playoffs. But this is not a team pushing to be a record breaker during the course of the regular season. This is a Ranger team that, when you look at it, as long as they stay relatively healthy, which is a key in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they are one of the teams that you circle that could win the Stanley Cup at the end of it. And we're a ways away from the team that looked slow-footed, that looked old a year ago from the New Jersey Devils. Stylistically, they can beat you in a lot of different ways. Power play, penalty kill, goaltending. That's always the big-time key when it comes to the Stanley Cup playoffs. Yes, the Rangers have got to generate more 5-on-5 action and more 5-on-5 scoring chances. Don't disagree with that in any way, shape, or form. They can be a little bit more physical, as we've seen the impact of Rempe on this team. But overall, the impact of Laviolette and how this team could be multiple. And what I mean by that is they can beat you in a lot of different ways. They can beat you with special teams. They could certainly beat you with goaltending. They can win a high-scoring affair. They can win a battle in which it's defensive, relying on the goaltending. They've made it a little bit more difficult to go through the neutral zone. There's a lot of things to like when you're looking at this Ranger team. But you wake up and you look at this Rangers team, and the sky's the limit. And it's going to be a fun postseason run. And the Islanders, Rangers, if that's a tease of what's to come, who knows what that, you know, and that was an absolute joy to watch yesterday afternoon. It really was. And the Islanders easily could have won it, but you saw the brilliance of what a young goaltender that has been a Vezina Trophy winner in the past, in Shesterkin, what he can do and how special he can be in terms of taking scoring chances away from the opponent. I thought the reaction from Barzal after a tremendous glove save was just fun. If you're a hockey fan, when he's smiling, shaking his head, realizing that, what more can you possibly do? Sometimes you got to tip your cap to the opponent, and that's exactly what he did. But you wake up this morning, and you look at both teams that reside at Madison Square Garden, and you look at both of them, and you say, you know what? It's going to be fun in the spring. It's going to be fun for the Knicks because of the rise and the brilliance of Jalen Brunson and Hart and DiVincenzo and Mitchell Robinson and the others and the coaching of Tom Thibodeau, who I think everyone is now finally off of his back for his coaching style and the minutes police and all the nonsense that came along with that and the criticism and the culture that he has brought around and brought about, and the credit to Leon Rose of giving the head coach the proper players and the players he needs in order for this organization to be successful, and guys that were going to buy in to his coaching philosophy. And you got to give a lot of credit to Chris Drury for making the coaching change after last season and watching this Ranger team play to the level that we expected a year ago. And sometimes you have to take a step back in order to take a couple steps forward, and that's exactly what you're seeing with the Blue Shirts this year. 9:18, we get to go in a little multi-sport conversation, a little basketball, and a little hockey. It's a Melusis Sunday right here, the Fan in New York.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.